The boss of the War Memorial has blasted a Defence Force inquiry which is examining the culture of the Australian Special Forces' soldiers. For 18 months, a Supreme Court judge has been examining allegations of war crimes committed by elite personnel in Afghanistan. But War Memorial Director and the former Defence Minister, Brendan Nelson, believes the Inspector General's inquiry is unnecessarily dragging on. Here's Defence reporter Andrew Green.
Brendan Nelson is a passionate director of the War Memorial, but is very frustrated at the scrutiny being applied to the Special Forces veterans of Australia's most recent war in Afghanistan.
I don't see the national interest in having protracted inquiries, calling for people to come forward on the basis of rumours, and in relation to the inquiry that's being conducted into special operations that have been conducted in Afghanistan, all I can say to them, the sooner they get to the end of that inquiry, the better.
In May last year, the Inspector General of the Australian Defence Force began a sweeping inquiry into the culture of Australia's Special Forces soldiers, including allegations of possible war crimes committed in Afghanistan. In August, the Chief of Army, Lieutenant General Angus Campbell, explained the motivation for the investigation, which is being carried out at arm's length from the military by a Supreme Court judge.
A very necessary and important aspect of understanding issues, which at the time I referred to as rumours and unsubstantiated comment and the like.
Of course, the Chief of Army and the Army itself can and does conduct all of the inquiries that it likes. But as a civilian who is the custodian of the memory and honour of these men and women, all I can say is this inquiry seems to be going almost as long as the Royal Commission into the abuse of children of historical nature. If the inquiry is to be undertaken, for goodness sake, can they get on with it and bring it to a conclusion as quickly as practical?
The Defence Department says the Inspector General of the ADF has not adopted a specific reporting date. In a statement to AM, the department says the finalisation of the report will depend on the number of additional lines of inquiry identified as the inquiry progresses. Brendan Nelson says he's confident if any considerable breaches of the laws of armed conflict are found, the perpetrators will be brought to account. But the former Defence Minister says he wants to focus on ensuring the memory of those Special Forces soldiers who died in Afghanistan is preserved.
The families of those 21 men from Special Operations Command whose names are on the roll of honour here, they need to know that someone's standing up for them.
The Australian War Memorial Director Brendan Nelson ending Andrew Green's report.